You know, we spend so much time talking about AI, the innovation, the productivity boosts, how it's changing the future of work. It's such an exciting conversation, but honestly, it's hard not to feel a bit overwhelmed by how fast it's moving.
It is moving fast, and while the potential is there, we have to have a serious conversation about the darker side that's often getting overlooked. We can't just focus on the shiny new features. We have to look at the real-world harm.
You're absolutely right. And there's a report from Wired that's really disturbing. They investigated Grok, the AI chatbot from Elon Musk's XAI, and found it still hosting a significant number of sexualized deepfakes. We're talking about famous women and even a prominent U.S. politician. It's just heartbreaking to think about the people behind those images.
This isn't a minor oversight or a few isolated glitches. The investigation uncovered dozens of nudified deepfake images and videos that are readily accessible. These are non-consensual depictions, created entirely without the knowledge or permission of the individuals involved. It's a fundamental violation of privacy and consent.
It raises so many serious questions for me. How are content moderation teams handling this? What does this say about ethical AI development? Tech companies have a responsibility to protect people from this kind of digital abuse, and it feels like that responsibility is being dropped here.
The details are quite alarming. The deepfakes aren't hidden. They're high-quality, sexually explicit images where AI has superimposed the faces of famous women onto pornographic material. The victims range from Hollywood actresses and pop stars to social media influencers. And the inclusion of a politician adds a layer of genuine danger.
That political angle is terrifying. It suggests this isn't just about prurient interests anymore. It feels like this technology could be weaponized for harassment, reputation damage, or even political manipulation. When a platform linked to such a prominent figure in tech allows this, it amplifies the concern for everyone.
Exactly. And while this isn't unique to Grok, non-consensual deepfakes have been a scourge for years. The rise of accessible AI image generation tools has made the problem exponentially worse. What once required significant technical skill can now be done with a few clicks and a text prompt.
The impact on the victims is devastating. I've heard stories of people feeling violated, helpless, terrified of the damage to their careers and personal lives. It's not just digital noise, it causes real emotional trauma.
For public figures, the spread of this content leads to real-world harassment, stalking, and threats. For private individuals, it can destroy reputations and lead to social ostracization. The harm is tangible and lasting.
So, why is this still happening on Grok? XAI is a well-funded, high-profile company. It's frustrating to think that these materials are still available. It feels like a failure to protect users.
The investigation suggests Grok's content moderation systems are failing to catch or remove these deepfakes. This could be due to a lack of robust filtering tools, a failure to train AI models to recognize non-consensual content, or simply a lack of prioritization.
And we have to talk about the free speech argument. Elon Musk often positions himself as a champion of free speech. But hosting non-consensual intimate images isn't free expression. It's a matter of safety, privacy, and legality. In many jurisdictions, this is a criminal offense.
Precisely. By failing to proactively address this, XAI is putting itself at significant legal and reputational risk. It's a tragic irony that the same technology used to create these deepfakes could also be used to detect and remove them. AI-powered moderation is already used by major platforms to spot inconsistencies in lighting or facial geometry.
Those systems only work if companies choose to deploy them. If a platform prioritizes rapid growth over safety, it becomes a haven for abuse. Wired suggests that might be the case with Grok. We need proactive moderation that is non-negotiable.
Agreed. We need clear, enforceable policies backed by swift consequences, like account suspension and legal referral. And we need watermarking and provenance standards so users can identify synthetic content. Governments are passing laws, and companies must comply, not wait to be forced.
And we can't forget the human element. There must be clear pathways for victims to report abuse and get content taken down quickly. Companies need to provide resources and support for those affected. It's about dignity and care.
xAI has a clear responsibility to fix this. The fact that Wired found these materials suggests the company is either unaware, unwilling to invest in moderation, or indifferent. None of those options are acceptable. Elon Musk has criticized other tech giants for moderation. Now he faces the same scrutiny.
The ball is in xAI's court. They can choose to be part of the solution with stringent safety measures or continue to be part of the problem. This investigation is a wake-up call for the entire AI industry.
The race to build the most powerful AI model cannot come at the expense of basic human dignity. Non-consensual deepfakes are not a victimless crime. We must hold companies accountable and demand transparency. We cannot allow a move fast and break things mentality to break people's lives.
The technology isn't going away. The question is whether we build a future where AI serves humanity with respect and ethics, or one where it becomes a weapon. The answer depends on the choices we make today.
The presence of these deepfakes on Grok is a serious indictment of its safety protocols. It highlights a systemic failure. xAI must clean up its platform, and the wider tech community must enforce standards that prioritize human safety. The victims deserve a swift and decisive response.
I hope they listen. We need a future where innovation doesn't come at the cost of someone's safety or dignity. Thanks for having this serious conversation with me.
Thank you. It's a conversation we all need to have.